The Suhai girls basketball team starts the postseason tonight in the District 33 semifinals as they take on the Escanaba Eskimos, as the Blue Devils will not have to leave the friendly confines of the Suhai gym for the whole tournament that they are able to be in this district tournament this week, as they are the hosts of the District 33 tournament, meaning they won't leave the Suhai gym as long as they're alive in this tournament. It won't be easy as they take on an Escanaba Eskimo team that's turned into be a pretty good rivalry with them, like boys basketball with Boyne City in district tournament play. They split with the Eskimos earlier in the season, and just a couple weeks ago, they were handily defeated by Escanaba, 64-49 in the Banana Belt. They won a defensive battle in game two of the regular season, did the Blue Devils here at the Suhai Gym. And with that, good Wednesday night, basketball fans. I'm Dave Watson alongside my partner, and happy birthday, partner, Ray Bell's birthday today. And Ray, we have seen the Suhai team be up and down this season. They look to go back up in a most important time as district tournament play starts tonight. And here comes Escanaba. Oh, let me turn you up.
You're trying to be like my wife and mute me.
Well, you were talking when I was doing my open, so that's why your mic went down.
Well, that makes sense. So, key for Suhai is they had Escanaba, it was Mackey had 43 points last game. You got to shut her down. And one thing Pat has always been very good at is his defensive game plan. Very rarely, if ever, have ever seen a team torch him twice. So he will have a variety of looks from box and ones to straight man to little zone to shut her down, or at least make her work really hard for her points. And size, Suhai is going to have to box out. You've got to anticipate where the ball is going and get a body between them. Sometimes in district play, teams that have size kind of get lazy and don't work as hard to get rebounds, which can play an advantage for Suhai. Like Izzy DeWilt has always been very good at getting offensive rebounds. So you need effort like that all the time for 32 minutes from all the Suhai girls.
Kira Mackey, very good player. You talk about size. I think size was the problem in Escanaba in that game when they won handily 64-49, and she had a huge game. And obviously that's, you know, so much you can do about that. But you make a good point. The one thing with Pat is he has really turned into the last, I think, 5 or 6 years, and I would say his whole staff, whether it's Jimmy Bennett, Heather Hopkins, or Scotty Menard with him on that bench, Scotty Love over the years. But Pat has done an excellent job of game planning. And just, you know, and he's turned into that in the last 5 or 6 years.
Yes, well, when we had Hanna Vesala, Division I player, he figured out one little move that she had before she shot, and he really contained her, which helped me later on, because I told Hanna, I said, this is, you got to break this, because people are going to key on that little thing, just one little extra dribble that you take. And it's a lot of times it's just one little key that you can do to throw people off the rhythm just a little bit to help your team out.
And this is a good chess match tonight, because you talk about good coaching.
Yes.
A very good coaching friend of his is on the other side, Tracy Hudson, the longtime boys coach who has had very good success with the Escanaba girls program. They are good friends, play golf in the summertime. You know, they chum, maybe have a sarsaparilla or two, so they're friends off the court. They know each other very well, and so that makes it even more intriguing.
Yes, it's always fun to coach against a friend of yours, and even a whole lot funner when you can beat them.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, and they want to beat each other. Trust me, when they shook hands tonight, you could tell that, yeah, the friends are off to the side tonight. It's time to beat down your buddy here tonight at the Suhai Gym. It should be a fun one tonight. We're looking forward to it. And we will continue with the aforementioned Pat Bennett joining us in our tip-off show interview coming up. And we will be back in 2 minutes to the Suhai Gym District 33 action here tonight as Suhai and girls basketball takes on Escanaba. Back in 2 minutes on the official radio home all season long. And don't matter what the sport is, here at the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOL. As it's the girls basketball district 33 semifinals, as Suhai gets ready to take on the Escanaba Eskimos. Now, today's broadcast is an exclusive presentation of 1230 WSOO and the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Redistribution, retransmission of tonight's events without the express written consent of Sovereign Communications and the Michigan High School Athletic Association is strictly prohibited. Sioux High is the home team in their home gym, wearing their home whites, the blue numerals, the blue trim, and the blue lettering here at the Sioux High gym. We'll have the lineups and the tip coming up here from the Sioux High gym with Escanaba and Sioux High in girls basketball coming up. And we will take a two-minute timeout and come back to the Sioux High gym for the lineups and the tip. Dave Watson and Ray Bell for girls basketball. And we'll be back here on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the tip-off show. We are joined by Sioux High girls basketball head coach Pat Bennett. And Pat, first of all, thoughts on the regular season as we get ready for a district a semifinal game against Escanaba tonight. 13-6 on the regular campaign for your girls.
Yeah, you know, I talked to him yesterday after practice, or right at the end of practice, and I said, you know, you've exceeded and probably defied many people's expectations this year. I think a lot of people thought, you know, going to be a long year for Sioux High girls basketball, and the fact that they won a conference and went undefeated, turned around and beat a very good Alpena team, beat a TC West team, was able to beat a Gaylord, Escanaba, Marquette throughout the year. I think they kind of surprised a lot of people, and I don't know if they surprised me as much. I thought it would be a slow process, as I talked at the beginning of the year. They got off to a nice start. We went through some lumps here and there, but overall, I thought, you know, the one thing that I can say about them, they came to work every day, and one thing we're not big. And we're not the most gifted basketball team in America, but we are one of the toughest. This is one of the toughest teams I've coached. And you can see that by the effort they put on the floor, the intensity by which they play, their ability to get after people. And I don't care whether we got won or lost. Every time we took the floor, somebody knew they had a battle with us this year.
The Escanaba Eskimos, the opponent, familiar foe by all accounts, 12-10 on the regular campaign. And Sioux High split with the Eskimos during the regular year. Pretty good rivalry between these two programs. You and Tracy are good friends. Tracy Hudson, the Escanaba coach, and a lot of familiarity there.
There is. There's a ton of familiarity here. And over the last, you know, when we've been making our runs over the last little while, so has Escanaba. It's always been one of those things where we knew we would run into them, not maybe in a district, but in a regional. And we have a few times. And, you know, and we won a district up there one year. But, you know, Tracy's done a good job taking over for Mike Beveridge. You know, I think they're very well coached. They're fundamentally sound. They get after you with a variety of defenses. And they got a great player in Kira Mackey.
As they do, there's no question about that. Obviously, focusing on offense, but, you know, all the, you know, time, everybody talks about that. But the defensive effort, if you get that defensive effort, this team, and we've seen it. We've seen it earlier this year, the Alpena game in particular. There's other examples as well. When this team really plays really good shutdown defense, they're difficult to beat, and that's obviously where you hang your hat here tonight.
Yeah, we have forever for a while now. I mean, it is defense. And, you know, the one thing we talked about a few weeks ago is I thought we got to the point where our offense dictated our defense, and it's got to be the other way around. And that's going to be critical tonight. Our defense has to dictate our offense. If we're playing good defense, then we should play good offense. We can't get in that habit of we have to hit shots in order to play defense. And sometimes with a young team, that's where the confidence factor comes into play. So that's going to be critical tonight, that we come out with a great defensive mindset. But we are going to have to hit some shots because we're not going to just totally shut down Escanaba tonight.
Makeup of your roster a lot of times dictates if you bring anybody up off the junior varsity. You having a young program, you know, for the most part, as far as some young nucleus in there, Italia Pace and Katie Love off the JVs will join the rest of the team here for the varsity.
Yeah, they're going to, and they're going to come up here. And we had a few other kids come into practice. So, you know, we know there's a good young nucleus here, and that it's good, just a good experience for all these kids to be a part of it and get used to this type of atmosphere and learn from a district game. I mean, some of these kids have never played in it yet. I mean, it's going to be their first opportunity to play in a district game. I mean, we had kids last year that we brought up that got to go along for that ride, so they got to feel what it was like. But to actually take the floor and have to perform is different than sitting on that bench cheering.
You know, you look at, you know, intangible advantages or disadvantages. A lot of people say, well, being at home is a nice intangible advantage. And I say, yes and no.
I agree. I agree with you. I know exactly where you're going with this. Sometimes with a young team, it's nice to just get them on the road and get away from all of this and just let them focus on the game, because there's a lot of different things that come in to this factor. But it's also, I'm not going to lie, we didn't have to drive 3 hours on a bus to get here. So it's nice to be here and not have those bus legs and get an opportunity to play in front of our own home fans and hopefully, you know, some familiar rims for us.
Absolutely. Get a little friendly bounce here or there. Let's go get them.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
That's the head coach of Sioux High Girls Basketball, Pat Bennett. And we'll continue with more of the Tip-Off Show in a moment. From the Sioux High Gym, back in 2 minutes, Ray Bell will join me here on the Tip-Off Show. You're listening to Blue Devil Girls Basketball. It's a district semifinals against Escanaba at the Sioux High Gym in Division II, District 33 in Sioux St. Marie. We're back in 2 minutes on the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics all season long, 1230 WSOO. And welcome back to the Sioux High Gym for girls basketball tonight. Dave Watson and Ray Bell, as the Blue Devils take on Escanaba in the district semifinals in district number 33. Dave Watson, Ray Bell, our broadcast engineer, is Tiffany Stratton, working our variable resistors back at the WSOO studios in Sioux St. Marie. Also tonight, the doubleheader basketball over on News Talk 1400. The Moose, Mark San Angelo, will have Lake State men's basketball. Laker men in the GLIAC quarterfinals taking on Wayne State tonight. And that is a 7 o'clock game over on News Talk 1400, as the Moose will have that game for us over on News Talk 1400. And Laker men won two tight games with the Wayne State Warriors, so it's always tough to beat a team three times in a season, and they'll give it the best shot. They've struggled in GLIAC quarterfinal play, especially at home, but hopefully they can win that game tonight as the Lakers take on Wayne State. If they win, I'll be in Marquette or at the Bud Cooper Gym. If Northern Michigan loses tonight against Purdue Northwest, then it would be at the Coop. Otherwise, it's up in Marquette for the GLIAC semis on Saturday. But here it's girls district semifinal play. Bella Smith will tip off. Piper Bell, Izzy DeWilt, Danica Bergeron, number 15, Liza Fazari in the lineup for Sioux High. And we're ready for basketball. Sioux High will move from left to right as seen in your radio dial, and the home whites are the blue numerals, blue lettering, and the blue trim. And the tip is taken by Escanaba, taken by the Eskimos. Left wing side, they'll work it up over to Emerson Salo. Salo back, free throw line extended, Morgan Mackey. Mackey defended by Bergeron. Right wing side, it's over to Grayson LaMarche. LaMarche now back outside it goes, and there's a travel on number 10, Emerson Salo, and a turnover for the Eskimos. Sioux High ball.
Sioux High looks really focused on defense, watching their keys and moving their feet, which helped force the turnover.
Cross half court, Liza Fazari from right to left, kicks it back outside, Piper Bell, right wing side, a foot outside the perimeter. There's a foul on the Eskimos, number 30, Morgan Mackey, on the floor foul as she made contact with Fazari. Sioux High now in front of the broadcast location. Piper Bell will inbound to Fazari, back to Piper. Bell, dribble drive left hand, there's a travel on Sioux High, Escanaba ball.
If she saw that opening, she just got happy feet. Escanaba's playing a 2-3 zone, and they try and trap up top.
Full court press by the Blue Devils, no score. We played about 33 seconds. Cross half court, Escanaba, dribble drive left hand. Left wing side on the perimeter now. And a whistle and a reach in foul. Nope, we call a travel on Escanaba. And it's going to be Sioux High ball. We've had three turnovers in the span of 40 seconds.
Happy feet. Everybody's a little excited. This is the key. You've got to calm down and relax.
Piper Bell in the backcourt. Full court press on the Blue Devils. They get across the timeline. Piper Bell nearly traveled. Make it Bella Smith. Right wing side for three. Danica Bergeron no good. And a whistle on the play on the floor foul.
It's going to be on Escanaba.
Sioux High will inbound underneath. That's two fouls on the Eskimos. Emerson Salo with two. And now underneath on the low block, Bella Smith shot. And that is no good, partially blocked. Rebound goes to Escanaba. Eskimos will bring it down. Morgan Mackey quickly. Mackey now left wing side, works it around over to Katie Lamb. Right wing side open for three. That's off the mark, went off the glass for number 10, Emerson Salo. And it goes out of bounds. In the corner, Bergeron trying to corral it. Escanaba ball.
And both teams are very uptight. A lot of early jittery mistakes you don't normally see.
Eskimos now will inbound it. moving from right to left, as seen in the radio dial, shooting at the south end basket of the Eskimos. They kick it in the low block. Odd angle shot is up, no good. And a foul on Sue High, as that was number 12, Kira Mackey, down low. And another on the floor foul will be in the bonus before you know it.
Good thing was that was called on the floor before the shot went up, so that did help Sue High there.
And now on the wing, there's a shot up high, no good, in the rebound, and DeWilt turns it over as she kicks it over, and it's picked off. Right wing side, Mackey for three, that's no good. They grab the rebound, they put it back up, that won't fall, and there we get a tie-up on the play. Bella Smith tying up Katie Lamb.
Right now, Escanaba seem to settle down a little bit more offensively. Sue High has got to relax, look for the ball, let the ball do the work. Do all the things you've done all year long. Don't make it harder than it has to be.
Sue High across half court. Bergeron turns it over. And now here comes Escanaba. Morgan Mackey in the low block. One dribble, shot no good. They call a jump ball. And it will be Escanaba arrow as they will inbound it underneath.
That was a heck of a defensive play because she had the open lane and they got the nice block to send it out of bounds.
Now the Eskimos on the inbounds. Katie Lamb kicks it right wing side. Back out to Morgan Mackey. Dribble drive right wing on the perimeter. And underneath to a streaking Kira Mackey. Teardrop up and in.
Nice quick touch. She didn't have much room. Good shot.
2-0 Escanaba as the Eskimos draw first blood. Took them 2 minutes to get a bucket for either team. Piper Bell down low in the corner. Izzy DeWilt, long pass. Izzy now to Liza, kicks it right wing side. Danica for three, and it's good from downtown. Sue High takes the lead.
And that's huge because Danica's going to be the one to get them out of the zone the way she can hit three-point shots.
Full court press by the Blue Devils. Escanaba brings it down. Katie Lamb. Lamb now driving through traffic. Nice press breaker. Bounce pass right wing for the layup up and in for Emerson Salo.
Yeah, that was an interesting press. Not very efficient by Sue High. They ran into each other and people in wrong spots.
Piper Bell. Swing pass right side for three. There's Danica. Another three. 2 for 2 from downtown.
She was feeling it. Shit, that hit her hands and she instantly shot it.
6-4 Sue High. Full court press. The Eskimos break it. Now it's over to Grayson Lamarts. Lamarts kicks it back outside over to Katie Lamb. Lamb dribble drive left hand, whistle on the play, and a blocking foul on Bella Smith.
Yeah, Bella was a hair too late. She's either got to step up quicker or she's just got to fall back and cut her off before she tries to draw the charge.
Underneath, Eskimos to inbound it. Katie Lamb to do the honors. And now they'll go underneath, a whistle on the play, and a foul as Annika Oshelski's into the game and a contact on Sue High. It's on Annika.
Yeah, and if Annika would have just moved her feet instead of reaching, it's going to be a foul on Escanaba.
Left wing side, Kira Mackey. Mackey down low in the corner on the baseline. Mackey dribble drive, kicks it, free throw line extended. Over it goes to Katie Lamb. Lamb turns it over. Here comes Sue High in transition. Piper Bell, pump fake. She travels as she tried to pump fake, but her feet slid, and it's Escanaba ball.
Freshman making some freshman mistakes. Got to calm down, just relax, and play your normal game.
Full court press by the Blue Devils. 6-4 Sue High. Now they get it across half court. Right wing side wide open. Morgan Mackey for three. That won't go for Morgan. And the rebound goes to Sue High. Blue Devils will bring it down. They'll push it down right wing side. Piper Bell whistle. Contact and a foul on Escanaba. 4:35 to go. Opening quarter. 6-4 Sue High.
We could put an over-under on how many fouls are going to be called in this game. Quite a few going here, a lot of reaching. Players got to start moving their feet.
Sue High across half court now. This is Piper Bell. Bell to Liza. One dribble, back out, left wing side. And that's Piper, no good, off the back iron. And the rebound goes to Escanaba. Escanaba brings it down as they kick it down on the right wing side. Now they'll hand off into the game, Clara Braun. Braun back outside to Morgan Mackey. Mackey defended by Bergeron. 4:10 to go opening quarter. 6-4 the score. Escanaba right now trailing Sue High. There's contact and a foul on Piper, her second.
Yeah, that's 4 minutes in. I'm guessing Piper's going to come out maybe. Yes, Piper's coming out. At the very least, maybe just calm her down. Maybe get her back in. Hopefully Sue High stays steady and you can let her sit for a bit and not pick up that third foul early in the game.
Now they'll inbound it. Do the Eskimos. They'll bring it down up high in the post. Kira Mackey. Mackey guarded by Olszewski. Now she'll kick it back outside. Now over to Lamb. Make that Braun. Braun, left wing side over to LaMarche. LaMarche, Mackey on the wing. Down low. This is underneath the Kira. Kira puts it up. Nice little layup up and in for Kira Mackey.
Olszewski's done a good job defending her because she had to fade away on that. That was not an easy shot.
Liza across half court from east to west, and now she loses the ball. There's a turnover by Sue High. Here come the Eskimos. Easy layup. Mackey off the back iron. No friendly roll there for her, and the rebound goes to Sue High. Bella kicks it down off to Bergeron. Olszewski. Now Annika, dribble drive left hand. Kicks it over left wing corner on the over on the three-point arc. They lob it back outside, rather, and it will be Liza. Liza quickly left wing side. Annika fakes a three. Mid-range jumper inside the perimeter. Up and in on the left side for Annika.
Tell you, Annika looks very relaxed. She looked patient on offense. Great shot. Her defense has been outstanding.
8-6 Sue High. Under three to go. Opening quarter. Escanaba right wing side. Morgan Mackey open for three over Bergeron. Off the back iron. Chased down in the corner by Sue High. And we get a whistle on the play. Contact made by the Eskimos.
Hey, that was interesting because I'm not from here. It just kind of looked like three people bundled up. I didn't think there was a foul really on the play, but favors Sue High, so we won't argue that one.
No. 2:46 to go, opening quarter, 8-6 Sue High. Eskimos now will press with the guards as they will spread it out. And now across half court, Olszewski. Annabelle in the game, Annabelle Fazari. Now to Danica. Danica kicks it back outside to Liza. Stripped of the ball, turnover. And it's picked up there by the Eskimos. Number 34, Natalie Beauchamp. Now Natalie Beauchamp. Beauchamp kicks it back outside. Now left wing side. There's a three attempt up and in from downtown to the left wing for Grayson LaMarche.
Sue is playing off some of the shooters of Escanaba, and they're taking advantage of that and looking for threes.
9-8 is the score. As Escanaba has the lead, mid-range jumper left side, Izzy over the rim. That won't fall for Izzy, and the rebound goes to Sue High. Back out, Annika left side for three. Off the back iron, Annabelle with a great rebound. What a nice play by Annabelle underneath. And now they'll put back up and in for Sue High, Annabelle.
And that's strictly seeing the ball and going after the ball.
And now back the other way, whistle as Sue High defensively will press here with the Eskimos as Tracy Hudson will talk to the referee. Sue High gets the ball back on the turnover. Annika on the inbounds coming up underneath. We get a whistle and it looks like they're given numbers. Foul.
Yeah,
Grayson LaMarche. Annika on the inbounds. Lobs it out. Annabelle goes after it. Now Annabelle. Annabelle kicks it back out to Liza. Liza will work from there for Sue High as they'll work it back over to Danica. Danica, Izzy. Izzy left side. It's 10-9 Sue High. Back and forth we go. Several lead changes in the first quarter. Now Annika inside the perimeter. Double team kicks it out to Danica. Danica back out to Izzy. 1:15 to go in the quarter. Left wing side. Nice layup try. No good for Izzy. Rebound underneath and the rebound goes to the Eskimos, and they'll push the ball down the floor underneath to a streaking LaMarche. That won't go for her, and the rebound back to Escanaba. Went off a couple of hands. Left wing side, LaMarche, left corner for three off the front iron, but the putback is there. That won't go for Escanaba as they have several chances there for the Eskimos, and we have a whistle. Timeout, Pat Bennett.
I would say Sue High's up, but they're a lucky up right now because Escanaba could easily have six more points on transition. They're owning the boards, and the worst part about on the offensive end, it's they're attacking. Sue High's not boxing out. They're standing still. So you've got to make that adjustment. Escanaba's getting up and down the floor way too quickly. Sue High has got to get back. You either got to rebound or get back.
Why I think the timeout by Pat, as he recognized that, with 53.7 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Sue High 10, Escanaba 9, and girls basketball District 33 semifinals. Winner will get the winner of Kingsford, which is a mild upset over Julie Philpus's Houghton Gremlins the other night. Kingsford takes on vaunted Nagani, who lost one time, to Ishpeming, who only has one loss at a Division 3. They beat each other up, those two rivals. Nagani, of course, the favorite, but if they win and Sioux High wins, they'd have to come to the Sioux. Otherwise, they'll host Escanaba. Across half court, Annabelle. Right wing side, Danica for three. That's under the rim. That won't go for Danica. And the rebound goes back to Sioux High. Blue Devils with the ball. And now Liza, Annika. Back to Liza. She's double teamed 30 seconds ago in the quarter. Bounce pass, Fazari. Annabelle had trouble with it from Liza. Back left wing side. There's Annika for three. That won't go for the Blue Devils. And a rebound underneath. There's Danica. She'll put up. That won't go. And the rebound underneath. We get a stoppage, and it is a jump ball to Sioux High.
And Sioux High, nice job attacking the boards and getting offensive rebounds.
Eskimos make a couple substitutions into the game, and they will inbound underneath. Now the Eskimos, no, I thought that was wrong. The girl for Escanaba was like, wait a minute, we don't have the ball. Very honest, and she handed back to the referee. Now it's Sioux High ball. Annika, left wing side of the baseline. Dribble drive, left hand. Hook shot, no good, but a foul. Liza to the line.
So if
5.0 seconds to go in the quarter.
If the Escanaba girl would have passed the ball in, that is not a correctable error.
No. No, and that's why that was very honest. And she could have played it the other way. And you know what? That's gamesmanship if she did it, but that's the sportsmanship on her side. Fazari hits the shot.
Yes, it is.
And nobody would have faulted her. I sure as heck wouldn't. Now to the line. You know, it's a referee's mistake in that case.
Totally.
Yeah, you take off their mistakes just as much as an opponent. And the rebound goes to Escanaba as that is Clara Braun bringing it down. Left wing side, Morgan Mackey, couple dribbles. Fazari, Annabelle's out on her. Now they kick it back outside. This is number 21, Braun. Horn's going to sound. That shot no good for Escanaba. And it's Sioux High 11, Escanaba 9 after one quarter of play in this district semifinal in the Sioux in girls basketball. We'll take a one-minute timeout and come back to the Sioux High gym. Sioux High right now 11-9. They lead the Escanaba Eskimos here in the Sioux at the Sioux High Gym and Girls Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Back to the Sioux High Gym, girls basketball in the district semis. Pull-up jumper in the high post won't go for Grayson LaMarche. Sioux High with the rebound. Annabelle Fazari brings it down. Right wing side, this is Liza. It's 11-9 Sioux High, 20 seconds into this second quarter. Up high in the post, right side, Izzy. Now DeWilt to Annabelle. Annabelle Fazari to Liza, back to Annabelle. Whistle on the play and on the floor, a foul on the Eskimos with 7:32 to go in the second quarter, 11-9 Blue Devils. That foul will go to number 24, Katie Lamb.
A nice adjustment by Sioux High. They went to go backdoor off of a screen against an aggressive defense.
Annika, Bella. Bella Smith now back to Annabelle Fazari. Annabelle stops her dribble, kicks it back out to the guard. It's Liza. Liza Fazari with 7:20 to go in the half, 11-9 Sioux High. Left wing side on the perimeter. Long three left side. There's Annika. That won't go. And the rebound goes back to Escanaba, and they'll push the ball down the floor. This is now kicked back out. Right wing side. Long pass. Misses number 14. They wanted Grayson LaMarche. Turnover. Sioux High ball.
Not the greatest of pass because LaMarche wasn't in a position to score. Sioux High did a nice job of covering the paint so there wasn't an open look inside.
Now Sioux High with the ball, bringing it down across half court. Liza bounce pass down low on the block. Danica's shot is blocked. Rebound goes to Escanaba as it was Katie Lamb. Whistle on the play. And we got contact and a foul on the Blue Devils. 6:54 to go in the second quarter. Sioux High up by two. That's Bergeron with her first.
And Sioux High in kind of a diamond press to try and get the ball back.
Full court press by the Blue Devils. Now Escanaba will break it. Cross half court, Kira Mackey, crossover dribble. Bella's coming up on her, whistle on the play, and a travel. And I think Bella shadowing her, and she heard her footsteps, made Mackey turn the ball over.
I was about to say, that's got to be a traveler. That's a heck of a Euro step from
I think
there.
She heard Bella coming, and I think that distracted her. Cross half court, Annika. Annika, left wing sideline, Izzy. Izzy, long cross court pass, Liza. There's a turnover, picked up there by Escanaba. Down low, Mackey, shot won't go for Kira. Rebound, up and in, and the foul for Mackey.
And Sioux High is too predictable when Escanaba is in their zone making that cross-court pass, because Escanaba is just sitting on it and picking it off, and that's what has led to a lot of the fast break opportunities for Escanaba.
Mackey to the line with a three-point opportunity for the Eskimos. 11-11 game, and that one won't go for Kira, and the rebound goes to Sioux High. Blue Devils bring it down. This is Izzy. Izzy DeWilt, cross half court. Liza, bounce pass, charity stripe. Annabelle, Fazari to right wing side. Bergeron, Danica's three won't fall. Rebound goes to Escanaba, and Mackey will bring the ball down the floor for Escanaba. Eskimos with the ball. Up high, Katie Lamb. Left wing side, this is LaMarche. Inside the perimeter on that left wing side. Hook shot is up. Wave it off, it's an on the floor foul. So she was fouled on the floor. Escanaba to inbound underneath. And the Eskimos with Bergeron with two fouls now for Sioux High. Get it up, left wing side up high in the post. LaMarche, Morgan Mackey. DeWilt right on her, make that Annika. Now back to number 10 in the game, Emerson Salo. Salo with the ball, Mackey. Mackey, good ball handler, now to Morgan. Morgan from Kira, that shot won't go for Escanaba, and the rebound back to the Eskimos as Lamb grabbed it. Now they go back outside, and there's a long two on the pull-up jumper for number 14, Grayson LaMarche.
And that's what the Sioux can't have. You can't give up offensive rebounds and then give up an easy shot.
Right wing side, Bergeron, long two, that won't go for Danica. She misses that one, and the rebound goes back to Sioux High as now Annabelle will bring it down. Now they'll kick it out to Liza. 13-11 Eskimos, 5:15 to go in the half. Liza with the ball, dribble drive inside the perimeter, right wing side. Liza kicks it back out to Danica. Danica kicks it back out. Now Danica with Morgan Mackey on her to Liza. Dribble drive left hand. Now at the charity stripe, it's Izzy. Izzy now with Kira Mackey on her. Back out to Danica. Good defense by the Eskimos. Annabelle. Annabelle Fazari drives the wing. Whistle on the play. Good patience by Sioux High. They draw the foul. It's an on-the-floor foul, and Escanaba will get that. Sioux High's Annika Oshelski will inbound it. Piper Bell with the two fouls checks back in with 4:53 to go in the half. Fazari, Liza will leave.
I tell you, they are calling this game extremely tight. Mm-hmm. So offensively, take the ball to the rack. Defensively, don't even think about reaching.
Now Piper. Piper at the charity stripe. She backpedals. Under five to go in the half. 13-11 Escanaba. Now they'll go to Izzy. Whistle. Another on-the-floor foul. That's on number 10, Emerson Salo.
No, it's actually it's on us, Dave. It's
all right, well, never mind. Now Escanaba has the ball. Eskimos now will bring it down as they will get the ball back out. Now it's going to be number 23. That's up and in. Good play for Mackenzie Engerbretson into the game for the Eskimos.
Not a good press. They came down a three-on-one off one pass.
And Annabelle has her first foul. She drew the harm on the previous play. Now it's Annika. Back out it goes. Now it's played there by Izzy. Whistle, reach and foul by Escanaba. It's Kira Mackey.
You know, at times we've talked about how officials don't do the greatest job of signaling, because when you were calling foul on Escanaba, that's how it appeared.
Right.
The only reason I noticed is they're giving Escanaba the ball.
Piper, Annika, whistle, travel. And it was because of the Escanaba defense by number 10, Emerson Salo, that caused Oshelski's travel. And it's a 15-11 Escanaba lead with 4:13 to go in the half.
Escanaba is trapping out of that 2-3 zone. They're very aggressive on the defensive end.
Kira Mackey, she'll drive the left wing, whistle on the play. A lane violation, it appears. Sioux High ball.
He motioned carry.
Now it's going to be Annika on the inbounds. Now they'll inbound it, Piper Bell. Now Bell, cross half court. Piper, Annabelle. Annabelle, right wing side, Annika. For three off the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Escanaba. And now Escanaba will bring the ball down as that chance is no good for Sioux High. Back come the Eskimos. They'll drive Katie Lamb, right wing side. Now it's Mackey, Kira. Kira back out, Lamb. Lamb, 15-11 Escanaba. Now they'll kick it back, left wing side. A little baseline runner. Nice shot up and in for Salo. And the Blue Devils need a timeout because Escanaba's on a run. 17-11 Eskimos, a 3.5 to go in the half.
Yeah, Escanaba has controlled this quarter. They've scored 8 straight points. Sioux High has scored 0 in 4.5 minutes of play. Escanaba looks like they have settled down. Their defense is very aggressive, and they're looking to run at all opportunities, and they're not afraid to take shots. They've been very composed. When Sioux High does trap the ball, they pivot around, make the correct pass. The Sioux offensively, they've got happy feet. They aren't relaxed, aren't cutting to the ball. It's just little things they've got to start doing.
17-11 Escanaba. It's their largest lead of the game for either team, 6. 3.5 to go in the half. Piper Bell walks the ball up the floor on the left wing side. Blue Devils moving from left to right, as seen on the radio dial. It's a deflected pass by the Eskimos. That's not over and back because it went off an Escanaba player, but Annika steps out of bounds on the right wing side. Sioux High turnover.
And that's, young players make that mistake. You've got the ball. You have that lane. Don't fade away. You go strong.
Katie Lamb walks the ball up the floor. Izzy's right on her. Up top, about 2 feet outside the perimeter. Lob pass, right wing side. Emerson Salo with the ball. Whistle on the play. That's a travel on the Eskimos.
Yeah. Sioux High lucked out there, because if it's not a travel on the pass, they're going 2 points for Escanaba.
Now it's brought up to Sioux High. Blue Devils with the ball. They'll kick it over left wing side. Olszewski. Back out it goes. Piper. Piper nearly slids on a travel. Now Danica's shot for 3 goes out of bounds off of the Blue Devils.
It's Sioux High is not going to be able to drive this zone. Escanaba instantly steps to the paint to take away any drives, especially when Bell or Izzy are driving the paint, because those are the drivers for Sioux High.
Full court press by the Blue Devils. 2:45 to go in the half. 17-11 the score. Escanaba with the lead. Left wing side now working around Emerson Salo. Salo back outside. It goes to Katie Lamb. Now right wing side on the Blue Devil logo. Morgan Mackey back out. It goes to Katie. Katie Lamb now to Kira Mackey. Now they'll work it around to Salo. Nice backdoor cut up and in for the Eskimos. That was Katie Lamb.
And that was a tough shot she made. Put a little English on to keep it in there.
19-11. Devils need a bucket. Down by 8. They haven't scored here in the whole quarter. And they turn it over again. As here comes Escanaba down underneath. That shot up and in with a layup for Salo.
And the worst part is Sioux High's getting beat on the defensive end. Escanaba's going up. Odd man breaks all the time.
21-11. Lead is 10. Blue Devils yet to score in the second quarter. They had a 2-point lead coming into the quarter. Olszewski for 3. That won't go. Put back. And Annabelle, that won't go. Rebound to Escanaba as the Eskimos will bring it down. Katie Lamb. Lamb brings it down. Whistle on the play. Some contact there by the Blue Devils. 21-11 is the score. Eskimos 10-point lead. 1:36 left in the half.
Izzy's doing a really good job putting pressure on the ball, though. She's not reaching. She's getting body as close as she can. That time, Lamb started the drive into the body, which created the foul.
DeWilt, her first. It will send Katie Lamb to the charity stripe for the Eskimos. First free throw off the back iron, no good.
Well, that's a break for Sioux High here.
That first one of the quarter.
It's Sioux High's kind of backed off their press because they realized they were getting beat too often on it.
Second one, that won't go for Katie, and the rebound and the chase down in the corner goes out of bounds off a Sioux High Eskimo ball. 1:34 to go in the half. 21-11 Escanaba.
And that's the way the quarter's going. Every time we get a break, we turn around and give it right back to them.
Morgan Mackey, LaMarche, back to Morgan, open for 3 from the left side. That's good from downtown.
Nothing but nets.
24-11 Escanaba, 1:20 to go in the half. Now it's Annika with the ball. Bounce pass stolen. Another turnover by the Blue Devils. Lamb underneath. Shot no good and a foul on Emerson Salo, who's had a really good half, especially really good quarter, especially defensively. And Emerson to the charity stripe.
Yeah, she's up top of that zone, and she's been very active, forcing a lot of bad passes and putting pressure on the Sioux High girls.
Olszewski, second foul of the game. Back iron on the free throw, no good.
And the only thing Escanaba hasn't done this quarter is shoot 3 throws well.
Here's the second one. That one's good for the Eskimos. They hit one, miss one, and it's 25-11. 14-point Escanaba lead with just over a minute to go in the half. Not a good quarter for Sioux High. They have yet to score in this quarter, and they turn the ball over again. Bergeron. Now it's Salo, Lamb, give and go, Kiramaki. She travels. They got a little too cute, and it's Sioux High ball, 25-11. Escanaba with the lead. It's been a nightmare quarter for the Devils. A lot of turnovers. They have yet to score. Escanaba pitching a shutout in this quarter.
And that last turnover was literally thrown right to the Salo girl.
Liza, bounce pass underneath. There's Bergeron. They finally get on the board in the quarter. Danica connects, and it's 25-13. Lead is 12 for Escanaba. 30 seconds to go across half court. Left in the first half, Katie Lamb. Lamb defended by DeWilt. Free throw line extended. Grayson LaMarche. LaMarche now. Morgan Mackey. Give and go. Left wing side, LaMarche. LaMarche underneath Katie Lamb. One dribble. Nice play. Rattles in and out for Katie. She couldn't come down with it. And the rebound goes to Sioux High. Blue Devils will bring the ball down. This is going to be 9 seconds to go. Liza brings it down. Now Fazari puts it up. Whistle and a foul with 4.9 seconds left here in the half. In a 25-13 Escanaba lead. To the line will be Liza. That's the third foul on Salo of the Eskimos.
Liza, smart play. Take the ball to the hoop. You start to hear the whistle go up with a shot.
She connects. Does Liza on the first free throw. Lead is 11, 25-14 Escanaba. Eskimos get a substitution. They get LaMarche out of the game, into the game. Mackenzie Engelbretson.
They want to make sure they don't get any other fouls. I'm surprised Salo was in that long.
That shot is no good, and the rebound goes to Escanaba. That was Kira Mackey, and the rebound puts up a shot, double dribble, as she was trying to rush and beat the clock, and a turnover for the Eskimos with 0.5 of a second to go here in the half.
Let's see if they what kind of point half-second play we have here.
Bergeron can't get a shot off, and it was partially blocked. And that's the end of the second quarter, and not good. Probably the worst quarter Sioux High has played. Escanaba played very, very good, and it's 25-14 here at the break. Eskimos lead Sioux High here at the Sioux High gym at halftime of this district semifinal. We'll take a three-minute timeout and come back with the first half stats and much more. Rays analysis, of course, of that half. 25-14. Escanaba leads Sioux High in the district semifinals at halftime. Back in 3 minutes here to the Sioux High gym on 1230 WSOO. At the half in girls basketball in the District 33 Division II semifinals at the Sioux High gym, it's Escanaba 25 and Sioux High 14. Here's the first half stats. For Escanaba, they had 5 points from Grayson LaMarche in that first half, six from Kira Mackey. Grayson LaMarche with five. Also, you have, Emerson Salo. She had seven, so Salo was seven, six from Mackey, five from Grayson LaMarche in that first half of play, three from Morgan Mackey, two from Mackenzie Engelbretson off the bench for the Eskimos. Free throws, they were one of five from the charity stripe, the only area they struggled. 2-point field goals, 10 of 16. Threes, one of four. Rebounds, 12 for the half. 9 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second quarter. They turned the ball over seven times. Foul trouble, Emerson Salo has three, and they have one each for Kira Mackey, Grace LaMarche, Katie Lamb, and Morgan Mackey. To the Sioux High side, 8 points for Danica Bergeron in that first half. 2 points from Annabelle Fazari. Annika Oshelski with two. And two from Liza Fazari as well in that first half play for the Blue Devils. And Sioux High right now trailing 25-14. And now we look at the free throws. 4-6 from the charity stripe for Sioux High in that first half. In 2-point field goals. This tells the story here, Ray. 2 of 9 from 2-point field goals. You know, that's right there is a big story for the Blue Devils. Threes, they are 2 of 8. Rebounds, 11. 6 in the first quarter, 5 in the second quarter. They turn the ball over. It's another area. 12 times So Escanaba's winning the turnover battle. They're not letting Sioux High get a good look at two-point field goals. And right now it's a 25-14 game. 11 points in the first quarter, 3 in the second. Foul trouble. And Piper Bell has 2. Danica Bergeron, 2. Annika Orshelski, 2. With 1 each is Izzy DeWilt, Bella Smith, and meanwhile, Annabelle Fazari with 1 as well. 25-14 at the break. All Escanaba in that second quarter. Domination by them. 11-point game. Not insurmountable. And if anybody can craft something up and get the kids to rally, it's Pat Bennon. But they're going to have a pretty good third quarter here today.
And actually, you just got to get the kids to relax. You're not down a whole lot. It could be a whole lot worse. Sioux High has to make Escanaba play a half-court game. Most of their points have come in transition, off turnovers, off the defensive rebound. Escanaba's looking to run. So, A, offensively, you got to cut down the turnovers. Move the ball quicker. Don't be so predictable. I don't like how Sioux High is breaking the half-court trap. They're sending their 5 player to set screens. That screen's really not doing anything. I would prefer spread them out, pass the ball to the middle, and distribute. One of the times where, I think it was to Annabelle Fazari, they got the ball to her in the middle. They had a backdoor cut, boom, layup. Pass the ball on offense. You have to make better decisions, spread the floor. Escanaba is being so aggressive. Look to backdoor cut. Look to drive the basket. Move the ball quickly with confidently. And then when a shot goes up for Sioux High, you can have 3 players go for the boards. The other 2 better get your behinds busting back, because most of the transition has been 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s. There's been too many, in hockey you'd say odd man rush, but too many opportunities. I think if Sioux High makes it a half-court game, moves the ball better offensively, I think they can get back into this game, because Escanaba really hasn't shown when it's truly been a half-court offense versus Sioux High's half-court defense that they consistently can score. And then the other thing would be they've got to rebound the ball. Offensively, I think the Sioux has done a good job of rebounding because they're crashing the board anticipating. Defensively, they just stand and watch, and Escanaba's pivoting right past them getting the ball.
25-14 at the break. Winner moves to the district championship. If it's Sioux High, they play it here against either the winner of the district semi going on between Kingsford at Nagani. If it's Escanaba, they will head more than likely to Nagani. It would be Kingsford if Kingsford pulled off the shocker of the year, but Nagani only has 1 loss, so if Sioux High loses, the Eskimos would be heading over to Minor Country to play Nagani at that Lakeview Middle School gym. That's a gorgeous old school gym in Nagani. 25-14.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. 25-14, Escanaba with a lead, back in 1 minute here on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Sioux High gym, third quarter coming up. This is your season. If you're Sioux High, you, in my opinion, you have to have a huge third quarter. Otherwise, there's going to be some deflating going on in the white jerseys, I think. Sioux High will get the ball to start the second half. They're down 11, 25-14 as they start the third quarter. And it's Liza Fazari. Quickly across half court to Piper Bell. Bell back to Liza. Liza dribble drive in the lane. Left wing side, Piper set for 3. That's good from downtown. That's the start you want.
I was going to say the first 2 or 3 minutes are going to be the key.
Full court press by the Blue Devils. Pick up the lead down 25-17. It's under 8, and Escanaba turns the ball over on a travel by Katie Lamb.
Escanaba got used to just turning and running, and there's a girl there, and she dragged her foot. Good start for Sioux High. Now we need another good quality shot.
Liza Fazari in the inbounds. Fazari lobs it back outside. It goes to Izzy. Izzy right wing side. They'll work it around. Over it goes to Piper Bell. Now at the Blue Devil logo. Dribble drive left side. Fazari for 3. That's good for Liza.
There's your starting backcourt stepping up, making plays.
2 threes. They get 6 points off the deficit. 25-20. Escanaba, they break the press breaker. Underneath, Lamars puts it up. No good, but fouled by Danica. That is her 3rd.
And that's textbook how you beat a press. Out of that trap, go cross court to the open person. 2-on-1 by Escanaba.
Three fouls for Bergeron. To the line for his free throw, good for LaMarche.
So it looks like Pat's going to gamble and leave Bergeron in the game. As you alluded to, this is your season, so it's now or never.
I don't blame him here, Ray.
Yep.
I mean, you're down, you're chasing the game now. 27-20, Escanaba with the lead. And now they'll bring it down. Suhai, Piper Bell, pitch and catch with Liza. Back across half court. There goes Piper. Nice move underneath. Bergeron's there. Right hand layup up and in for Danica.
Perfect bounce pass. Nice job.
Full court press by the Blue Devils. There's a near steal. They get it across half court. Changes hands. There's a turnover. Fazari. Liza quickly gets it back out to Piper. Piper now works the ball up top. Piper right wing side. There's Liza for three. That is no good off the mark. She grabs her own rebound. And Liza kicks it back outside. Now left side mid-range jumper won't go for DeWilt. Rebound underneath on the putback up and in. Liza's there.
And Escanaba with the timeout. Great start by Suhai. You got 2 3-pointers. You forced 2 turnovers. You're controlling the offensive boards. You couldn't have drawn it up any better.
And this is what the doctor ordered. You're down by 11 to start the quarter. Now it's a 3-point ball game with 6:29 to go. So you've chipped it down from 11 to 3 in a span of a minute and 31 seconds. That's pretty good.
That's really good math on your part, too. Well, I was impressed.
Well, there's a lot of former math teachers, Mr. Lake, Ken Lake, not Joel's, like, Watson, you weren't that good back in the day. I know that. 27-24, the score with wisdom and experience and maturity comes that, I guess.
Yes, it does.
27-24, Escanaba with a 3-point lead, 6:29 to go here in the third quarter. And we said it, you had to have a huge start to this third quarter, and they have so far. You got to keep her going.
Yep, so it'll be interesting to see what will Escanaba's counter be to the press. Are they going to change their press break? Are they going to just calm the kids down? This will tell right now how the game quarter is going to continue. And they're doing 4 across, which is a very tough press break to defend.
Katie Lamb now on the inbounds. Full court press by Suhai. There's another steal. Liza again. She's been outstanding. And now the Blue Devils with the ball. They kick it into the backcourt. This is going to be Piper. Piper Bell. Left wing side. Izzy DeWilt. Now Bella. Bella hangs onto the ball. Bella turns. Now she'll dribble left hand. Kicks it back out to Liza. Open for three. That shot is up off the rim. It won't go for Liza. And the rebound goes back to Suhai. Izzy travels. And to the chagrin of the Suhai faithful, Escanaba ball down. 3 are the Blue Devils, 27-24. Full court press by Suhai. Now Morgan back out to Katie Lamb. Lamb across half court now. Now they'll get it over to Clara Braun in the game. Morgan Mackey, right wing side, LaMarche. LaMarche underneath, Bella falls down. LaMarche's shot won't go. The putback, she's fouled underneath.
LaMarche has a bad habit. She had the rebound high and she brought the ball down. I thought Suhai was going to get the steal out of it. Instead, they get called for the foul.
5:50 to go, third quarter, 27-24, Escanaba. District semifinals. LaMarche's first free throw is good, 4-point Escanaba lead.
And Bella, that's her third foul, so she'll be coming out. And we got Annabelle in the game, but Annabelle's done quite well tonight. I've been very pleased with how she's played.
LaMarche connects on both free throws for the Eskimos. 29-24, lead is 5 for the Eskimos. Liza now kicks it in the backcourt. Piper Bell not across the timeline. Piper now back across, right wing side, Liza. Liza pushes through traffic into the front court. Now this is Annika. Annika, right wing side, there's a contact and a foul with 5:32 to go in the third and a 29-24 Escanaba lead on the floor, and Suhai will inbound it. It will be Liza underneath the Blue Devil basket.
You can't hand check the way these officials are calling it tonight. Nice basket by Annabelle, cutting and going right up strong.
Annabelle able to hit that big shot for Suhai, and it's 29-26. Suhai down by 3 across half court now. There's a steal, it's Fazari again. Liza underneath. Gets around the Eskimo player, shot no good. The putback up and in for Suhai Annika. Timeout. Tracy Hudson beside himself, barking at the official, and they'll call the timeout as Suhai's coming back. Timeout on the floor as the Blue Devils go to the huddle. 29-28. Lead is all of a sudden one here with 5:08 to go in the third.
Yep. And Escanaba had the nice counter. They had the 1-4 press break, but they're not making good decisions all the way down the court. Suhai's anticipating the ball and jumping the passing lanes and quickly attacking just like Escanaba did to them.
The story so far, Liza Fazari. There's a kid that doesn't want her season to end and her career in girls basketball to end tonight.
And think about the games we've done where the Suhai has had some nice wins. She's played a key part in it.
Alpina in particular, and she was outstanding there. She has been the leader you want in this third quarter. Full court press by Suhai, 29-28 Escanaba. 5 minutes to go here in the third. Cross half court, Morgan. Morgan Mackey, that's a pull-up mid-range jumper. That won't fall off the iron for the Eskimos. Blue Devils come down with a rebound to bring it down. Across half court, Piper Bell goes up. No good, but a foul. Nice drive to the rack for the freshman, and Piper Bell to the line.
Talking about falling asleep at the wheel. Who's the one player you scout you don't let drive? Piper Bell.
Yep.
There was no one on her. Smart play by Piper to take the ball to the rack.
She could have, you know, she had a driver's license. A freshman, I'm saying, thinking she doesn't. She could have drove a car through there.
Yes, you are correct.
Piper puts it up and in with the first free throw, and it makes it 29-all. We're all tied up.
And that's Salo, her fourth foul. She's out of the game for quite a while, I would imagine.
That's huge because she was critical in that second quarter run. Now Piper hits both free throws, and Suhai has the lead, 30-29. And now Escanaba across half court. Katie Lamb drives coast to coast on Fazari, whistling a foul on Liza. That will be her first.
And that's what coaches hate to see. You get the ball to one kid and they dribble it through a press all the way down and get fouled going up for a shot. You got to move your feet and get in front. Make them go east and west, not north and south.
Katie Lamb, first free throw, no good. Free throw shooting has been a struggle for Escanaba. And now into the game will be Natalie Beauchamp for the Eskimos. And she misses on that one. Rebound goes to Suhai. Fazari. Fazari will bring the ball down the floor. Liza across half court. Now Liza kicks it out right wing sideline near the blue paint. Now it's played to the charity stripe. Annabelle from Oshelski. Left side, Fazari. Liza for three. It's in and out. And a rebound goes out of bounds off of Beauchamp of the Eskimos.
And because Annabelle was going so aggressively after the ball, it caused Beauchamp to fumble the ball.
Suhai to inbound. It will inbound it, and it's a turnover. First turnover of the quarter, but there's another one. Suhai gets it back underneath to a streaking Liza up and in. Fazari with a big shot there, and it's a 32-29 Blue Devil lead. Now across half court. This is Beauchamp underneath. Good give and go. LaMarche up and in with the right hand.
Hey, that should just give hats off. That's just a good, smart basketball play. You can't stop them all.
32-31. Suhai with a one-point edge. 3:50 to go in the third. Dribble drive left hand, Liza. Left wing side, Izzy. Mid-range jumper is short for Izzy, and the rebound goes to the Eskimos as they bring the ball down, as they will get it down to the right wing side. LaMarche kicks it back out. Katie Lamb, Grayson, right wing side for three. That's off the iron. That won't go for Grayson LaMarche. Rebound underneath Escanaba. Kira Mackey, nice give and go. Beauchamp, that won't go. Whistle on the play. And contact with 3:24 to go in the third quarter and a 32-31 Blue Devil lead. Escanaba inbound underneath as the Eskimos inbound right underneath their basket. Substitutions by the Eskimos.
Suhai lucked out there. Escanaba had a wide open gimme and just missed it.
Katie Lamb, right wing side. Now it's Clara Braun for three. That won't go, and the rebound to Danica. And back come the Blue Devils back the other way as they will bring the ball across half court. It's Liza. Liza, left wing side, Danica. Danica on the perimeter, reach and foul. Looking for the steal was number 21, Clara Braun.
I tell you, if I was coaching, I'd say, do not reach. This is the one game how they're not going to let you reach.
They kick it into the backcourt, Fazari. Liza with the ball, 32-31, Suhai. 3 minutes left here in the third. Piper Bell, dribble drive left hand. Now on the baseline. That seals up, Mackey's there. They kick it back to Bergeron. Oakland. Now Katie Lamb ties her up for the ball. They will call a whistle and a foul, as it will be a foul on Katie Lamb. Again, Tracy Hudson wanted the jump ball and not going to get it.
I personally thought it was more jump ball than foul, but that's, they've been consistent in how they're calling the game.
Now they bring it down. Liza Fazzari with the ball. Liza dribble drive, left hand, open lane up. No good, but a foul.
And nice job. Suhai's attacking the rack, and they're getting opportunities out of it. I like they're playing with much more confidence. They're grabbing the ball, make a decision. I'm either shooting, driving, or passing, and just move the ball.
Clara Braun has four fouls, and she's picked up some quickies there, and that quick fouls. Fazzari connects on the first one.
Tell you, this is where at times you can see how deep your team is when you start getting into lots of foul problems.
Al Fazzari, that one's no good. And the rebound changes hands. Katie Lamb comes down with it for the Eskimos, and they'll kick it out to Clara Braun. Braun across the timeline. She turns it over. Whistle, but they're going to call a foul before the turnover on Suhai.
I think that that was way too early.
Yeah.
Wow. See,
the ball was stripped, looked like clean, Ray. And
yeah.
He got a little, they're getting a little whistle happy. And now very whistle happy. Now LaMarche and Mackey travels. And it will be Suhai ball.
And that was the correct call. I was afraid they were going to call a foul. And actually, Pat just kind of got warned to stay off to the side. Don't come on the court.
Suhai walks the ball at the floor. Liza Fazzari with 2.5 to go in the third. 33-31 Blue Devils. Piper Bell dribble drive left hand. Free throw line extended. Danica back outside. They go for three. Liza, that won't go. But there's Annabelle. Nice rebound up high in the post. Piper, no. Put back Piper. Up and in.
Nice job. Three shots, two offensive rebounds. That's what you want.
Now back come the Eskimos. They bring it down. This is going to be Clara Braun. Braun with 2 minutes to go, 35-31, third quarter. Suhai with a four-point edge. Morgan Mackey, right wing side, LaMarche puts it up, and a tough shot over Bergeron, off the glass and in.
Yeah, she had that ball low and had to struggle to get it up to get that shot off.
She's been their best player and their key player in this quarter to keep them in the game. It's 35-33, Suhai. Left wing side, a foot outside the three-point arc. Piper up high in the post, right side. Annabelle drives the right lane, whistle on the floor, foul on the Eskimos. 1:40 to go in the third, and a two-point Suhai lead.
And that'll put us at, oh no.
Well,
yes, free throw line.
Yeah, because that's their sixth. So that will put Annabelle to the charity stripe, the third foul on LaMarche.
Now, with this new rule, free throw shooting plays a much more important role than it has in the past.
Annabelle at the line, misses the first one. So shoot another. Two-point lead for Suhai, 35-33. There's 1:40 left in the third quarter of play. Annabelle Fazzari, that one's no good. Rebound, strong rebound by Kira Mackey. Back come the Eskimos, Mackey. She drives through traffic across the timeline, kicks it back to Katie. Katie Lamb, back out it goes. Left side, it's Engelbretson. Now right wing side, Braun underneath to a streaky Lamb. Nice hook shot up and in.
Her position was too easy. That's a gimme right there. Not good half-court defense.
We're tied at 35 with 1:15 to go in the third quarter. Piper Bell, right sideline, Liza. A little crossover dribble. Liza back out it goes. Danica Piper, stop, step back three. That's good from the left wing for the freshman.
Tell you, that's a tough move. Step back three, that is not easy.
And for a freshman to do that, you can't get seniors to do that sometimes. 38-35, Suhai. Whistle, travel on Engelbretson. Turnover, Escanaba.
And you can feel the crowd, the excitement getting into this game.
Piper Bell, the inbounds, 38-35, Suhai. Now it's Liza, right wing side, Danica. Travel, looked like she slid.
Yeah.
And it's a turnover.
She was going to make the pass to Annabelle. Wasn't sure if she could get there, and she dragged her foot.
Now Katie Lamb on the inbounds. Morgan Mackey back out to Katie. 40 seconds to go in the third. 38-35, Suhai with the lead. Cross half court, right wing side, Lamb. That's no good. And it goes back to Suhai as that goes off the Eskimos.
Well, since she was wide open on the three, I guess that's why they left her wide open.
Cross half court, right wing side, Danica. 2 feet outside the perimeter. Up high the post, Annabelle with Sol. And a foul underneath on the contact on Engelbretson on the committed foul. 22.3 to go here in the third. 38-35 Suhai. Blue Devil ball. Engelbretson, her first foul of the game, sending Annabelle back to the charity stripe as the Eskimos at those five fouls. And Annabelle connects.
And Coach Hudson's furious because he's thinking there's not a lot of contact there. But the thing is, if your body, they'll let the body go. If you get your hands on it, it's going to be a foul.
Second one. That's no good. Rebound, Piper Bell underneath. Piper whistle, and she's fouled. What a strong rebound, and she draws the harm.
And you can just see the confidence growing in Suhai and Escanaba. They look flustered. They look out of sorts. Actually, if you're Coach Hudson, I think you put your starters back in, foul problems or not, because if not, this game's going to go away from you.
Morgan Mackey's first foul of the game. Piper connects on that first free throw for Suhai. 40-35 Blue Devils. Piper drains them both, does the young freshman. She has really come alive as well in this quarter. Escanaba across half court. Lamb chasing it down, trying to save it. They turn it over. Bergeron with it, and here come the Blue Devils. Now Danica. Danica, bounce pass. Now Piper Bell, right corner for three. Bergeron, that's good from downtown. Timeout, and Pat Bennett's loving it. And so is Scott Bernard, as they're going to chest bump here as the football coach is ready to tackle the head coach. Don't hurt him. And 44-35, Suhai with a nine-point lead, and what a quarter.
What a dagger at the end of the quarter. That's what a fantastic quarter by Suhai. And to top it off, you love to make that basket virtually at the buzzer, the scent, keep the momentum going.
Ray, we talked about turnovers. That's why Escanaba had that huge lead at the half. Third quarter, here's the splits for you. It is so far for the Eskimos, they have nine turnovers, Suhai two.
And that's the difference of the game?
Yep.
I mean, and in this game, turnovers truly have led to points. Whichever way they've gone, those turnovers are going to points. And Suhai, if you're Pat Bennett right now, you keep playing aggressive. Offensively, I don't mind if you take the shot or pass it or drive. Just do it with confidence. Don't worry about a make or miss. Just do it with confidence and keep playing defense the way you are, and you're going to go away winners.
Well, we're getting ready for the start of the fourth quarter of play, and it's a 44-35 Suhai lead over Escanaba here and coming into the fourth quarter. You know, if you're Tracy Hudson, what kind of adjustments can you make going into the fourth quarter? You know, it's not like you have a longer break like halftime.
I mean, you just got to get your kids settled down and make smart decisions. When we break, if we don't have a layup, pull it up, set up your half-court offense.
Now, Escanaba with the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. This is 44-35, Suhai right now with the lead. Now they'll throw it away as LaMarche went after it, and it's another turnover for the Eskimos.
Yeah. Right now, Katie Lamb for Escanaba is kind of having a shaky quarter out there.
44-35 the score. Suhai with the lead. Now Annabelle, one dribble, kicks it back out. Mid-range jumper. No good for Annika. She can't connect. Rebound goes to Escanaba. Eskimos now bring it down. Emerson Salo, left wing side for three. That's Morgan. The putback up and in for Salo.
And so, judging by how Escanaba started off, if they have an open shot, they're going to jack it up, and they're going to crash the boards. Salo got the rebound, went up quickly. I do like how Suhai attacked that half-court trap this time. They had Annabelle in the middle. They ended up getting a good shot, didn't make it, but I like the good quality shot they got out of it.
And the three-point play is no good for the Eskimos. Suhai brings it down as they will bring the ball down to the Blue Devils. Annabelle Fazari Back outside, Liza. Liza with the ball. Liza over to the right wing side, Annika. Annika inside the perimeter. Back out to Annabelle. Annabelle to Liza. Liza, dribble drive right hand. Kicks it back into the backcourt, Danica. Now back outside it goes. This is going to be Piper Bell. Now Annabelle. Back left wing side. A little floater up, no good for Annabelle. Ever make that Annika with that chance. And now back come the Eskimos. They push the ball down the floor. Grayson Lamarts now over to Katie Lamb. Lamb to Morgan Mackey underneath to a streaky Lamb up and over to the right hand.
Nice cut by Lamb to go up and in strong.
6:40 to go on the ball game. 46-37 Sioux High. They're up by nine. They turn the ball over. That's their third turnover of the half. And now after having 12 in the first half, this is Emerson Salo. Back out it goes to Katie Lamb. Lamb with the ball. Lamb pushes it back to Morgan. Morgan, free throw line extended. Grayson Lamarts. That's good from downtown.
She's played key.
Timeout. And a timeout on the floor here. Pat Bennon's calling a timeout. And it is a full. We'll take a break as well because we didn't get a fourth quarter timeout. 46-43 the score as the Blue Devils have the lead. Back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOO. They've adjusted the score while we were away. 44-42, not 44-43, as it's a four. It is a two-point Sioux High lead in girls basketball in this District 33 semifinal, as Sioux High has a two-point lead and the ball. Annika Oshelski, Annika cross half court, kicks it over right wing side. Bergeron for three, partially blocked, and a rebound. Bella tried to grab it, she could not. Rebound goes to Escanaba. Kira Mackey. She'll bring the ball down for the Eskimos. Back outside they go. They bring the ball down. There's a steal or a jump. It could be a jump ball. No, Sioux High came down with it. Now a rugby scrum again and a whistle. Now it's a jump ball. And the arrow goes to Sioux High. Two-point Blue Devil lead.
Annika Oshelski is giving Mackey fits because of her quickness and her long reach. And it's really frustrating Mackey.
6:03 to go here in the fourth quarter of play in a 44-42 Blue Devil lead. Now they'll go back out to Piper Bell. Bell back out to Liza. Liza back to Bella. Bella to Piper. Piper now swing pass left wing side. Annika for three. It's over the rim and that won't go for Annika. And the rebound to Grayson LaMarche and the Eskimos as they bring the ball down. This is Katie Lamb. LaMarche. LaMarche back outside. Mackey. Back to Katie. Katie Lamb hanging on. As they bring the ball down. Now underneath, there's a block, but Escanaba with it. LaMarche, it won't go. Goes out of bounds. Back to Sioux High.
You know, I think we're going to have a heck of a last part of the fourth quarter here. Both teams have kind of settled down, and now it's going to be about who can make the most plays.
44-42, Sioux High with the lead. 5:25 to go. Annika up behind the post. Bella. Bella puts it up. No good, but a foul.
Okay, good strong move by Bella. Now we go to the free throw line. Again, free throws are going to be key because the new rule in Michigan athletics.
Bella for his free throw, in and out. Grayson LaMarche has four fouls.
Oh, that could be huge.
Yes, because she was huge in that third quarter. Izzy DeWilt back in for Sioux High. Annika gets a breather. Now Bella at the charity stripe. Misses the first one. It remains a two-point Blue Devil lead. Now a three-point Sioux High lead. It's 45-42 Sioux High. 5:20 to go in regulation. Escanaba ball. Kira Mackey. Mackey kicks it off to Katie Lamb. Lamb across half court now. Emerson Salo to Mackey. Mackey give and go. Floater up. No good, but the putback is there, and it's good.
Good persistence by her part, and that's what you expect out of a player of her caliber.
She's a terrific player. Now it's Fazari. Fazari to Piper Bell. Bell across half court, moving from left to right, dribbling through traffic, kicks it out, mid-range jumper, left side to Wilt, short. Rebound, Bella's there, up and in!
Good job by Sioux High. Good shot by Izzy, and great rebound by Bella.
Now Mackey tied up, but she gets away from it to Emerson Salo. Long pass, and Salo throws it away, wanted LaMarche. It was because of great Sioux High defense that caused that turnover.
Yeah. And lucky for Sioux High, she was open there, but as you alluded, that pressure caused the turnover.
Timeout. Pat Bennon wants to We'll talk things over. Tracy Hudson wants to talk things over. 47-44 Sioux High, 4:34 left. Blue Devils by three.
One possession game, so it's going to come down to which team gets the best quality shots consistently down the stretch. You got to make sure you rebound, play with confidence. Play with confidence. Be aggressive on the defensive end and have confidence in your teammates.
4:34 left in this one. Sioux High 47-44 at stake. A trip to the district championship game. Sioux High would host it if they win here. They would play the winner of the Kingsford-Negaunee semifinal that's being played in Negaunee tonight. If Escanaba wins, they'll head west either to Kingsford or more than likely Negaunee on Friday night. If it's here, 6 o'clock from the Sioux High gym for a district title. Now there's work to be done. Sioux High up by 3, 47-44, 4.5 to go. Now Piper Bell. Bell to Izzy. Now Izzy DeWilt. Bounce pass back to Piper, cross the timeline. Now Piper's double teamed. She's in trouble, turns it over, and it's going to be Escanaba ball. Eskimos will walk the ball up the floor. Cross half court, Kira Mackey. Mackey rolling off a screen. Piper stays with her, kicks it back out to Katie Lamb. Lamb rolls off a screen from DeWilt. Back free throw line extended. Morgan Mackey. Mackey whistle on the play. On the floor foul. 4:03 to go. 47-44 Sioux High.
So Sioux High's got a foul or two to give, so you just keep playing good defense. Nothing wrong with that right there.
Bergeron, that's her fourth.
You want to make Escanaba feel like you can't get any easy shots in the half-court set.
Annika comes in. Bergeron will leave. Eskimos will inbound it. Katie Lamb underneath the basket. Floats it left corner. Open for three. Salo's there. It's over the rim. There's a loose ball. Exchanges hands. Bella Smith turns it over, and it will go back to Escanaba. She could have called a foul. No, they're going to say it went off of the Eskimos.
Yeah, I think that was the right call.
And a good chance there for the Blue Devils there. Now for Escanaba. Now Liza across half court. 47-44. Sioux High three-point edge. And a tie-up. Jump ball. Arrow goes to Escanaba. DeWilt lost the handle. Eskimos get it back in a 47-44 Sioux High lead. 3:44 left.
And not a good start. Out of this timeout, Sioux High's had two offensive possessions, two turnovers.
Now Katie Lamb on the inbounds. Lamb, Blue Devils spread the floor. Full court press. Escanaba cross half court. Salo. Salo, good ball handler on the left sideline. Now Mackey, Morgan to Katie. Katie Lamb kicks it over to Salo on the baseline. She might step out of bounds, and she turns it over. Here comes Sioux High. Piper Bell in transition. She'll drive the left lane around Mackey. Shot is short. Rebound. And Bell can't save it. Escanaba ball.
Tell you, smart play by Lamont. She realized she had four fouls, so she backed up, so she didn't pick up her fifth.
Nope, they're going to say it's Sioux High ball. They said it went off Escanaba. Bell didn't touch it when it went out of bounds. So Sioux High stays on offense. Annika, now a mid-range jumper, no good inside the three-point arc for Annika. Rebound goes to LaMarche. Whistle, travel, Escanaba, Sioux High ball.
You know, that's where if you have a timeout left as a coach, you call a timeout there. You're one possession away, and that could put it two possessions.
Devils up by 3, 3:17 to go. They have the ball underneath the basket. They float it left wing corner, Piper Bell. Now left wing side, Liza. Liza backpedals back out to half court. Katie Lamb will meet her there, right wing side. Dribble drive left hand, Izzy. DeWilt, free throw line extended, Bella Smith. Left wing side, Liza Fazari. Dribble drive right hand. She'll drive through traffic, puts it up and in for Sioux High.
Smart move by Lizzie. Drive at the player that's got four fouls because she's going to let you go.
Critical shot. It makes it a two-possession game. 49-44 Sioux High with 2:50 to go. Katie Lamb kicks it back outside. They work it around. LaMarche right wing for three. That's good from downtown, and that's critical. Huge shot. Wow.
Yeah, so playing devil's advocate, we're lucky Escanaba didn't call that timeout to save the possession. Otherwise, they would be up right now.
You know, you hit a big shot, and, you know, great teams respond and great players do. LaMarche has been big time in the second half.
I like the heads up that she knows score, time, situation, and her fouls.
What do you see here out of this timeout for Sioux High now that they have possession?
Well, Sioux High, Escanaba has extended their press to like three-quarters court. So we're going to reinforce how we break the press, how we attack the basket. And if I'm Pat, if I have timeouts left, I'm telling my kids, hey, don't panic. If you get in trouble, we'll call a timeout, we'll regroup. Step to the ball, cut, no turnovers. Step to the ball, good passes. You got a lane, take it to the hoop and have confidence you're going to make it.
LaMarche with a huge three on that last possession for Escanaba, and they cut it back down to a two-point game. It's 49-47. Sioux High with a two-point edge with 2:42 left in regulation. Full court press by the Eskimos. Sioux High in the inbounds. Now they inbound it. This is going to be Liza. Liza back out to Izzy. Make it Piper Bell, rather. Now Liza. Annabelle kicks it over to a streaking Attica. Shot no good. Rebound. A lot of contact there. LaMarche comes away with it there. And back comes the Eskimos as they bring the ball down the floor. Now this is Katie Lamb. Whistle on the play and a foul on Piper Bell on the floor.
Yeah, there was a lot of contact, but I think to get the foul, you kind of got to go in. You got to make it a little more dramatic.
Three fouls for Piper. Underneath now, LaMarche gets the inbounds. Katie Lamb kicks it back out. Long three, right side, no good. Mackey bounced straight out. Escanaba underneath. They try to save it. It went off of Sioux High and Bergeron, and it's Escanaba ball.
Kind of a late, not confident whistle. Escanaba will have the ball back.
Now underneath, Eskimos in the inbounds. They lob it back outside. Underneath, they kick it back. Mackey carries, and it's too high ball.
Yeah, that was an easy one to see.
2:01 to go, 49-47, Sioux High, full court press by the Eskimos. Fazari, Liza gets away from Katie Lamb. They kick it back out to Piper Bell. Bell with the ball. Bell brings it down. Now Liza. Liza gets across half court. She does that really good move as she goes east-west to get across the timeline. Now Piper Bell up high in the post. Annabelle Fazari, one dribble, stops, kicks it over. Right side Bergeron. Little stall tactic here with under 2 minutes to go. Pat Bennett signaling that. Now left side, Annika. Annika drives the lane, kicks it out. Whistle. And a turnover by Sioux High.
And that's a freshman thing. If you're in the lane at that point, take the shot. A shot's a better percentage than trying to kick it out there.
49-47, Sioux High by two. 1:20 to go here in the fourth. Katie Lamb with the ball. Lamb now up top. Lamb kicks it over left side. Salo whistle on the play. Tracy Hudson wants a timeout.
At first I thought it was a travel, but.
1:14 to go.
1:14. Do you stall it and play for the last shot? I personally would set up a play like we want to take our best shot. We want to get the win or the tie and go in. Then we're playing defense right away. So, Sioux High, you want to play good defense. You want to know who they're probably going to try and get the ball to, and you want to box out at all costs. And when you get that box out, realize they're going to double-team that ball and try and get the steal. So you got to pivot away from pressure, and people have to cut to the ball to get the pass out.
Sioux High 49, Escanaba 47, 1:14 left. Dave Watson, Ray Bell in this District 33 semifinal. Winner moves on to the district championship. If it's Sioux High, it's right here on Friday night, 6 o'clock, 5:45 of the tip-off show here on Radio Sioux. Our broadcast engineer, Tiffany Stratton, working our variable resistors back at the Radio Sioux studios just outside the city of Sault Ste. Marie. It's been a dandy ball game here in this district semi. Escanaba ball down by two, 1:14 to go. Sioux High 49, Escanaba 47. Underneath the Escanaba basket, they inbound it. LaMarche underneath around two Blue Devils. Hook shot is up and good. We're tied.
And
oh, that's a tough shot.
Yep, good. Hats off. She just made a great play. So now you got the ball in your hands. You can win the game.
Piper Bell across half court. Bell drives the lane, bounce pass to a streaking Bergeron. Sioux High's up by two. Escanaba will inbound it. Katie Lamb brings it down, 51-49. Sioux High under a minute to go in the ball game. District semifinals. And winner moves on. Loser thinks about spring sports. Now LaMarche back outside. Salo, left wing side, underneath. Whistle on the play, on the floor foul with 36.5 to go and a two-point Blue Devil lead.
See, now, if I'm Escanaba right now, I'm saying NBA rules, let them play. Suhai, I'm happy right now.
Now they'll inbound it. Underneath, Katie Lamb. Lamb looks, kicks it Salo. Salo with the ball, two-point Blue Devil lead, 35 seconds left. Oh, wide open left corner, Mackey off the rim, no good. The rebound up, no, it won't go. Rebound goes to Suhai as they bring the ball down, and a whistle and a foul by Katie Lamb with 22.2 seconds to go.
I'm kind of surprised that Escanaba didn't realize as soon as they missed, they needed to get a steal or a foul. They let some valuable time tick off. So now we have 22 seconds left. Suhai, you have the ball. You need to know if you have more timeouts left. You have to step to the ball, set good screens, realize you got 10 seconds to get the ball across half court. You don't have to rush. Once you get it across half court, take your time. Three people close. You want your probably Bell, Lizzie, Annika, those three doing a little three-man weave. Play keep away.
22.2 seconds to go here. Suhai 51, Escanaba 49. It's Blue Devil ball here with just 22.2 seconds left in regulation as the Blue Devils drying up their play here. Escanaba certainly will foul to send the Blue Devils to the line. If you're Suhai, who do you want the charity stripe, Piper Bell?
Piper or Lizzie?
Yep, that's what I'm thinking. Lizzie Fazari or Piper Bell with 22.2 seconds to go here in the ball game, and it's a 51-49 Suhai lead. Terrific ball game at the Suhai gym in this District 33 semifinal.
It looks like Escanaba's going to do the half-court trap, which potentially could leave a lot of time on the clock, because if I'm Suhai, I wait till they come at me and let some time run off.
Piper. Danica back to Piper, 51-49 Suhai. They kick it across half court. Annika gets run into by Katie Lamb for the foul with 15.5 seconds left.
So, ironically, they've called touch fouls all game long. They had one earlier. There's no call. That's where I'm upset as a coach.
They had a foul to give there, so now it's on the floor, inbounding Piper Bell. Bell now underneath to Annabelle. Annabelle trying to run the clock down, whistle. And there's a foul with 9.7 seconds to go. Another on the floor, and Bergeron underneath on the inbounds. Mackey with the foul, her second. Danica now inbounds it underneath. Suhai up by two, 9.7 seconds left. Timeout, Pat Bennett.
See, personally, in this situation, if I'm Escanaba, you've got two kids on the floor, at least one that have four fouls. Take her out. I put someone in that you can give a foul, so that way you're not having a kid having to like, well, I don't want to foul because I want to stay in the game.
9.7 seconds to go here in the fourth, and a 51-49 Blue Devil lead. Inbounding pass is so critical here, too.
And this is where every coach has your best inbound play, one that everybody knows, that feel confident, have options, and you run that inbound play. I used to have one, it was called Ohio at Brimley, and everybody knew what it was coming, but we could always execute it and get a good shot off.
Why Ohio?
It's just out of a book I read, okay. And that's what it called, so.
Just wondering.
Yep.
9.7 seconds to go here in the fourth. 51-49 Suhai with a two-point lead here at the Suhai gym, trying to eke out a win to get to another district championship that they would host here on Friday night, but they're 9.7 seconds away. They need a clean inbounding pass. Danica to do the honors underneath the Blue Devil basket. Danica Bergeron will get the ball for the official. Underneath now, Danica kicks it over. It's stolen away by Mackey. There's a whistle on the play and a double dribble by Mackey, and Tracy Hudson can't believe it. Suhai ball. Wow.
I didn't
see a double dribble there.
She didn't have it long enough to have a double dribble.
Horrible call.
It might have been the fact that Suhai knocked it out and appeared a double dribble.
You can't miss on a call like that. Bergeron at this magnitude of the game. They lob it out to Liza, and she's fouled by LaMarche.
And there goes your best offensive player out of the game because that's her fifth foul.
Yep, she has been in this second half. 4.4 seconds to go, sending Liza to the line, and a 51-49 Blue Devil lead by two. As Fazari at the charity stripe. It would still be a one-possession game as she hits this free throw. She has to hit them both for a two-possession game. 51-49 Sioux High. Liza's first free throw, that's good.
I made the mistake once in this situation saying, you make them both, we win the game. And then she's like, so if I don't make them both, we lose? No.
You just froze her.
Yes, never made that mistake again.
She connects on them both, two-possession game, 4.4 seconds to go. They throw it down the floor, there's your ball game. What a second half comeback by Sioux High, 53-49. They claw their way back and win this one, and they're going to play for another district title game on Friday night. The way they did it, Ray, is what's impressive here. They were down and out at halftime. They were dominated in the second half, and we said they got to come out shooting from all angles here and firing cannons, and they certainly did in that third quarter of play, a huge comeback, and they win the game by four.
Yeah, that one minute, 30 seconds, bang, they're right back in the game. And that was a great start. Steals, knocking down threes. And you saw the two freshmen.
Yep.
Annika played great the first half. She played relaxed. Piper, relaxed. She played like the Piper we've seen all year long. Lizzie made play after play.
Liza was the big story in the start the third quarter.
Yep.
You had that veteran presence, and that really got them going.
Yep. And who makes the free throws to ice the game?
Yep. Apropos, it was Liza Fazari. 53-49. Well, partner, we got another one on Friday night.
Sounds good.
Pretty good birthday present for you.
Yes, it is.
A treat of a good girls basketball game, and we'll have another one on Friday night. Enjoy the rest of your night and your birthday night.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Ray Bell, or my partner here for basketball, or basketball analyst. Sioux High wins this one 53-49. And Tiff, I'm going to take a four-minute break because I have a lot of stats to go through, and we will be back with our post-game show. Four-minute timeout here. Coach Bennon will stop by. We'll have our Prof Impact Player of the Game, next game preview, and everything coming up. Four-minute break, and we'll be back. Sioux High wins it in the district 33 semifinals, 53-49 over Escanaba. You're listening to Blue Devil Girls Basketball back in 4 minutes on 1230 WSOO. Back a little quicker in the break because the victorious coach is here as Sioux High wins it 53-49. And tell you what there, buddy, what a second half by your kids and tremendous effort. Ray and I said they got to come out here flying in the second half, and they certainly were, and a great job.
Yeah, they did everything we asked at halftime. We were pretty calm at half. We didn't panic. We said, hey, it's an 11-point game. You just got to chip away. You're not going to get 11 points back in the first 30 seconds, although we tried.
Yes.
we did. They came out, and, you know, once the momentum started rolling our way, good things happened. And then, you know, down the stretch, we just got a couple key stops, and Liza stepped up and hit those two huge free throws. And I don't know, that's one of the bigger wins we've had here in a long time, to come back from 11 down. You know, and not able to score in the second quarter to put 53 on the board. And we had 44, I think, at the end of the third. It was just a great job by our kids. Hats off to Escanaba. They played a whale of a game. But, you know, I just got to give our credit all of the kids. They did everything we asked of them. They bought in. They listened to our game plans. And finally, they didn't panic against that 1-3-1, and we started attacking it.
I talked about at halftime the turnover battle. Escanaba, you know, only had seven at halftime. I had you for 12.
Yep.
And then the second half, you started that third quarter, and when Tracy called a timeout, I started calculating. I said to Ray, the turnover battle now is Escanaba 9 turnovers and Sioux High only 2. What a pendulum swing there, which was critical.
It was. It was unbelievable. And you know what? Hats off to two freshmen, Annika and Piper. I know Mackie's good. She scored 47 on us. I know she scored tonight, but she had to work for every point. I'm pretty sure they know what flavor of gum she was chewing tonight. They were right in her hip pocket the whole night.
But, you know, and Piper and Annika were outstanding, and I was – very pleased to see Liza come out in that second half. There's a kid that she didn't want her seat, her career to end. You could tell that. She said, hop on my back and I'll carry her for as long as I can. And that was critical how she just took over for a while, and that really helped you.
It did, and you know, I just a great job by, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's a kid that, you know, at the beginning of the year was struggling scoring, and we had to sit down and we talked, and I just said, hey, you've played for so long, you just got to relax. And it was the pink game that got her going, believe it or not. And then from there, she's been unbelievable. And, you know, tonight.
Alpinos, who was outstanding.
Yes. Down in Traverse City West, she had 24 or 25 points. But here tonight, senior leadership. She was the calming influence on the floor whole night. Right when everything was starting to panic, she'd grab it, bring it out. We'd set our offense up. And, you know, I mean, it's just great to see. And, you know, a lot of kids grew up tonight. Piper grew up tonight. She learned what tournament play is all about. She struggled that first half, but, man, did she play a heck of a second half. Annika grew up tonight. Bella, Annabelle, two kids that, you know, struggled scoring the ball in the post, but tonight they did the right things and finished. And, you know, like I told them, enjoy this. I'm going to for about 30 minutes, and then I got to go break down film of the number two team in the state. But, hey, we're going to get them here. We're going to get an opportunity.
They got to come into this barn. Yep. But the fact that this team – with all you had to deal with a young team and the retooling, and they came from behind to win, albeit in their own gym, but they battled and they battled, and they've been battling all season and improving, and to get to a district championship. And again, we hope that it continues. But this team just continues to exceed expectations, Pat.
Absolutely. They defied everybody this year. I'm telling you, if you would have saw us in the summer, you wouldn't think we would have won a ball game. And to see this happen tonight and see that culmination of getting the opportunity. You're right. I don't think anybody thought we would have won a conference. I don't think anybody gave us much of a snowball's chance in hell tonight. And you know what? They did it. I'm so proud of them. What an effort, and just so excited for them. And I just want a shot at them. Let's see what they're about.
Yep.
You know, the one thing we always say, you're going to come in here, and when you play the Sioux, you may come with a win, but you're going to be battled. And these kids, I guarantee you, are going to step up to that challenge on Friday night.
Like you said, in Alpena, one of my favorite lines, you know, the Mike Tyson line is,
everybody's got a plan until they get
punched in the face.
You're right.
And there you go. Enjoy this one, Pat. It was fun to call and fun to be at. And we'll see you on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right. That's Pat Bennin. He is...
Mom and Dad, I'm sure they're listening. So
okay.
I will wish them, and I got to give one more thing out. Jamie Mentner, if you're listening, good luck. I hope you're feeling better. He went through heart surgery. I don't know. A lot of people didn't know that. But, buddy, glad that you're doing okay.
Yep, glad to hear that. Thank you very much, Pat, and enjoy this one. Sioux High wins this one by the score of 53-49. And Tiffany will take a three-minute timeout and come back here to the Sioux High gym, actually. Let me get a couple of the post-game stuff tidbits out of the way before we do take our break, as I'll get to my notes here as soon as I can find them, as Sioux High wins this one 53-49 over the team from Escanaba, the Escanaba Eskimos. We'll do our next game preview. Sioux High girls basketball will be back in action Friday in the District 33 championship game here at the Sioux High gym. They'll take on the winner of the Kingsford-Negaunee game, which probably is Negaunee. Tip-off show will be at 5:45. Join Ray Bell and yours truly for the call here on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Sioux High wins at 53-49. They're playing for a district championship Friday night. Back in 3 minutes here on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Sioux High gym, as it's time for our final stats here, as Sioux High wins this one 53-49. In the girls basketball district semifinals, as they will move on Friday night in action, as they will take on the winner of Kingsford and Negaunee. Here's the final totals of the basketball game here tonight for tonight's ball game, as Escanaba had a big game from Grayson LaMarche here in this one. C8, let's see, I hit her for 11. 15 points from her leading the way. 15 points from Grayson LaMarche here in this one. 9 from Emerson Salo here in the ball game. Kira Mackey ended up with 10 points for the Eskimos here in this one. And Katie Lamb with 4 points for Escanaba, 3 for Morgan Mackey here in the loss. Free throw shooting 4 of 8 for the second half and 5 of 9 for the game for Escanaba. 2-point field goals, 15-24 for the game, 5 of 8 in the second half. Threes, 2 of 10 for the game, 1 of 5 in the second half. And rebounds for the basketball game for Escanaba, 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 rebounds in the second half. And for the game, they had 21. 9 points in the first quarter, 16 second, 10 in the third, and 14 in the final quarter. And turnovers, 7 in the first half, 15 in the second half for 22 turnovers for the game. Suhai offensively here in this one as the Blue Devils win this one. Liza Fazari with a big second half for Suhai. Let's see here. We had her for 2, 5, 6, 8, and 10, 12 points for Liza Fazari for the game. Piper Bell had a big second half with 5, 7, and 9, or rather 10, 12 points. 12 points for Piper Bell in the ball game. And Annika had a big second half as well with her defensive play for Suhai. And the free throw shooting, 11-14 for the second half, 15-20 for the game. And 2-point field goals, 6 of 15 for the game for Suhai. Threes, 3 of 11 for the game, 1 of 5 in the second half. Rebounds, they had 10 in the second half, 21 for the game. They turned over the ball 18 times, 12 in the first half, 6 in the second half, 11 points in the first quarter, 3 in the second, and 30 in the third quarter, and they ended up with 9 in the final quarter of play as they come back to win this ball game. They were down 25-14 at the half, and they win it 53-49 here at the Suhai Gym in the district semifinals. Time for the Prof Impact Player of the Game, brought to you by Prof Sports at podcast.1230wsoo.com. All Blue Devil broadcasts and coaches' corners are available at podcast.1230wsoo.com at Prof Sports. Our Prof Impact Player of the Game, I could go in a myriad of directions, but I'm going with Liza Fazari, who had a big second half and set the tone in that third quarter with her play for the comeback for Suhai. Liza Fazari is the Prof Impact Player of the Game. 5. So Nagani 72-34 winners over Kingsford as they win another semifinal. So it's Nagani at Suhai, and we'll have it for you here Friday night here on Radio Sioux at 5:45 at the tip-off show. Ray Bell will join me for the call. So the Suhai Blue Devils win this one in a come-from-behind victory here at the Suhai Gym and Girls Basketball. You have been listening to Blue Devil Girls Basketball on the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO. For my partner, Ray Bell, tonight's broadcast engineer has been Tiffany Stratton. I'm Dave Watson saying the final score, the Suhai Blue Devils of the big second half in girls basketball, 53, and the Escanaba Eskimos 49. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.